forevermore. I am Sister Alice Franklin, proclaiming that God is not slack concerning his promise, but he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus Christ the righteous is the propitiation for our sins, not just for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the St. John's Deliverance Temple Incorporated of Mobile, Alabama, a mini church with a mega ministry outreach, with a universal vision, and where the Word of God is having such a remarkable, unquestionable, impeccable, positive impact. It's transcending, causing a non-deniable, genuine change in lives everywhere. Each day, Pastor prays and thanks the Lord for each of you who are standing and supporting our ministry outreach through your prayers and your finances. The harvest is plentiful, and he enthusiastically welcomes new supporters to pray for us and send a monetary contribution, which is income tax deductible, so we can continue and expand the outreach along with your help. The Lord will bless and increase you as we effectively, by God's grace, continue to reach the poor in spirit, the brokenhearted, the given up, the hopeless, the helpless, whether they are saved or unsaved, that needs enhancing, and the Lord has them listening just at the right time. Yes, people's lives are being changed each time Pastor ministers. Now, as you communicate with us, be sure to include your prayer request and send all of your correspondences to Post Office Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601. That's Post Office Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601. Amen. Beloved friends, we're looking forward to fellowship with you real soon. Our location is 2621 Ralston Road, Mobile, Alabama 36606. Now, Jesus said that in this world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for Jesus overcame. And even though your mountains may seem overwhelming and those problems may be innumerable, just have faith in God. Jesus will deliver.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise. Praise. Jesus, my Savior. Yeah. that's it, we free. We have something to praise him for. We praise him for our being here. And he's here among us. We praise him for the singing of the choir. Praise him for the various testimonies that have gone forth. We praise him for his divine presence. Praise him for the moving of the Holy Spirit. Praise him for the ascending of his Son. We bring him in the name of his Son, Jesus. Blessed Savior of the world. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 From the rising of the sun, to the going down of the same. Yeah. Tonight, those who can, you may be seated in the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. That's it, Lord. As I say, amen, two things that are noisy, real noisy. And that's an empty wagon. And the saints that have learned how to cast all their cares on the Lord. I don't know if everybody could hear me tonight. But when you learn how to cast all your cares on the Lord, you can give him praise and thank no matter what's adverse in your life. Because we're serving a God that is faithful, and he's going to see you through. He's going to bring you out. Amen. God does something in our lives in a distinctive way when we praise him. Oh, I tell you, hallelujah. Amen. We are joining in with the crowd that's around us. Around the throne of God there 24/7. It said there are four beasts around the throne. And they have six wings. And with the six wings, amen, the eyes is all within the wings. And they are praising God, saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and which is, and the which is to come. They are doing it day and night. Somebody says, thank you, Lord. And when they make their adoration, the Bible said 24 elders fall down before him that sat up on the throne, and they worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast down their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thank God Almighty. Amen. Praise. I said, does something for God. He's given me 24 hours in heaven. Glory to the living God. And he had anointed us with his spirit. And in Christ Jesus, he can receive our praise. Oh, hallelujah to God. That's why I say praise is calmly for the upright. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. Hey, oh, yeah, Lord. Hey, 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 hey. From the rising of the sun on to the going down. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Oh, be praised. Praise him. Friends that's here in this assembly tonight, this is a night of supernatural events. God is moving in a distinctive way. Amen. Everything is happening. A lot of it, at least, is happening, occurring out of the ordinary. Amen. God is moving. Amen. In a way I noticed tonight, most time I have my phone cut off when it's near the church time, especially on my way to church. And I got a text message from Evangelist Ettrich. And she said, Brother Shannon is coming to assist her at the car. They couldn't get it to run. They were getting gas or something. We didn't crank up. So I said, well, when you get here, I text her back, when you get to church, you will see why you were experiencing the hindrances. And then little did I know that your husband will be here riding with you. Amen. 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 She was bringing him from out of town. No wonder the car. Amen. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for her honeymoon being with her. That's what it was. We got the reason. You made it. You made it, Brother Ettrich. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I want you to open your Bibles to read a couple of scriptures with me for tonight as we continue in this service that God had allowed us to assemble. Amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. I was looking at Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and the words here, they are applicable for the church. We make a spiritual application. And we're seeing well, God spoke through the prophet Isaiah and said, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When I pass it through the water, I'll be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall any flame be kindled upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. I did it since thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable. I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say unto the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. The Lord has blessed the reading of his word, and let us ever praise God for his word. These are comforting words that God had sent to his chosen people, Israel, the descendants of Abraham. And he was explaining to them how he saw them to him in his eyes. That didn't mean that they were exempted from being corrected for their faults and their failures and their sinning. But he's saying to them, I never change toward you. My mind is the same. He said, but saith the Lord at the first verse that created thee, O Jacob. Jacob. And he that formed thee, O Israel. Jacob is the name of the beginning of the youngest twin of Isaac. And Esau was the son, the elder son that was not chosen. But Jacob was, and when he chose him, when he came aware of him being special to God, he changed his name to Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And then he says, now when I passes through the waters, I'll be with thee. Through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame be kindled upon thee. I will take good care of you. I'm with you forever. I never change. I'm yet loving you in spite of yourselves. No wonder Paul could tell the church of Ephesus, my prayer is that you will pray and get the understanding of how wide, how high, how the depths of God's love for you, and how he had loved you from the foundation of the world. Are y'all hearing me here? And this is what expressed here. Hallelujah. Then he said, for I am the Lord. That's the third verse, thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. How could God do this? What is he saying? That I use these nations to discipline you. I use these nations to get you on track when you get off, and I allow them to mistreat you. We know that he even told Abraham concerning his seed. He said they would go into bondage for over 400 years. And he said, but they would afflict them while they are in bondage. He said, but I bring them out. And when I bring them out, then I would judge that nation for what they had done to my people. If you look at Proverbs 21 and 18, Solomon said, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressors for the upright. A lot of times we, the church, we are the members of the body of Christ. We just didn't happen to be a member of the body of Christ, but it's God that have chosen us. Just as he had chosen Israel there through Abraham, obedience and faithfulness, he take good care of his choice, but he corrects the choice when it get off. Are y'all hearing me here? Somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 21, 18, look at it again. 21 and 8 says, the righteous shall be delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. God delivers his righteous out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. I could see that when we look at our lives, take a personal inventory. We were chosen of God before we came aware that we were chosen of him. But didn't God take good care of us? There are some things that should have taken us out, but it didn't take us out because he had chosen us. Hallelujah to God. Not that we were so right, but it was because of his choice. He doesn't make a mistake. Somebody say, praise the Lord with me. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Bless God. For he says in 2 Timothy 1:9, who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So God is too perfect to make a mistake. Are y'all hearing me here? He loves you anyhow. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Lord. Amen. Now hear the message that was given to the church in John, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I ordain you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Amen. He did it. Before the foundation of the world, Israel was chosen after the foundation of the world. Abraham was their father. But thank God for the church. It was chosen before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness in here? Hallelujah. He chose the church to bear fruit. Are you hearing me? Somebody said, bear fruit. There was a time when we interpreted that meaning, have a lot of children. But when you look in Galatians, the 5th chapter, look with me. You will see the fruit that he's talking about. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah to God. When you love one another, are you hearing me here? This fruit will be developed in you. But until you reach that point, God is going to allow the Egyptian to attack you. God is going to allow Sheba to misuse you. Are y'all hearing me here? God is going to allow your enemy to come up against you and overthrow you. But it's not for your destruction, but it's for your correction and for your betterment. Or somebody said, praise the Lord. All things work together for the good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Can you give God a praise? Praise him. Praise him for his chastening. Praise him for his correction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll never stop loving you. He'll keep on loving you. And he's going to chasten you until he get you where he called you to be. Oh, you bow. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey. He called you to be like Jesus. He called you to be like Jesus. He glorified you before you knew he called you. He justified you before you even met him. Oh, y'all hear me here. He predestined your way before you knew the way. I ain't talking about mommy and daddy. I'm talking about God. Hey, as Israel said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would have long been destroyed. Are y'all hearing me here? That's why Paul said Israel would have been as Sodom and Gomorrah if it wasn't for the remnant. But God had chosen Israel. God had chosen that nation. And nothing can take the nation out. Are y'all hearing me here? It might not be many folks, but the nation will always exist. The nation Israel. God had chosen his church. Don't care how many fall away, the church is yet going to be the church. Church is gonna be loving right. The church is gonna be living right. The church is gonna overcome evil with good. Oh, will you thank God for the church? You just didn't get here by choice, by your own choosing. But it was God that chose you first. That's why you know the Lord. No matter can come to Jesus except the Father draweth him. And nobody can know the Father except the Son reveal him. So you didn't get nothing on your own. Tell your neighbor God did it. Tell another neighbor God did it. So stop worrying about who don't like you and who can't stand you. Just stand for the Lord. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Come on and live the life. Are you here? Come on and bear the fruit. Bear the fruit. Bear the fruit. You are chosen to bear the fruit before the foundation of the world. And you're going to have problems until you get there too. Thank God for correction. He gonna beat the daylights out of you until you get it right. I'm glad he won't cast us aside, but he'll chasten us. Those whom he loves, he chasten and rebuke and said, be ye zealous and repent. Hallelujah. He that had begun a good work in you He's going to continue. He's going to continue. He's going to continue until you reach that point. God started it. He ain't going to give up on you. God started it. Are you hearing me here? And he ain't going to let us get by, because we got to be perfected in Christ Jesus. We got to mature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Amen. But we can't look at nobody and tell whether God had called them or not by what we see them doing. He didn't leave that to man. Only God is the true judge. Whoever would have thought Paul would have been saying Jesus saved if you were going by the way he lived. Are you hearing me here? He hated the name of Jesus, and he had got special authority and commendation from the high priest and from the officials, amen, that when he traveled to Damascus, anybody that he find on the road, even speaking of Jesus favorably, he's going to bind them and bring them there to Damascus and place them in prison. He consented to the death of Stephen's, who was talking about Jesus. Are you hearing me here? So then there he go, hallelujah, with this authority at the zenith of his reputation among the religious that rejected Jesus. Are y'all hearing me here? And God stopped him on the road headed to Damascus. The light shined down from heaven. Paul wasn't on his knees saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Paul was on his way to persecute people who mentioned Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But when he arrived at the destination, he had met the Lord on the way. And when he got to Damascus, he said, Jesus saved. Jesus is the King of the Jews. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Jesus died for the sins of man. God raised him from the dead for your justification. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Who would have thought that Jacob would be one that God had chosen from Jacob's action? He was a trickster. He was a supplanter. He was a deceiver. But yet God said, I've loved Jacob. He had chosen Jacob, not according to his works. He hadn't done any good nor any evil. But yet God said, Jacob I love, and Esau I hated. We don't see anywhere where Esau was as low down as Jacob. Are y'all hearing me? But Jacob was low down. God said, I love him. Amen. Praise God. He knew we would all be born in sin. He made us out of one lump, and that's a sinful lump. But thank God he made vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor out of the same lump, and he glorified in both vessels. He's glorified, I said, in both vessels. He's glorified in the vessel that would reject him. His mercy is shown. He let the vessel reject him. He gave the vessels that reject him, the vessels of dishonor, he let them reject him. And he had mercy before destruction. Are y'all hearing me here? Then the good vessels, oh, low-down vessels, made out of the same lump as the are y'all hearing me here? As the unchosen vessels. We all had sin, and we were dead in sin and in trespasses. But because he chose us, he quickened us while we were dead. Oh, low down dead things. Wasn't calling on Jesus. Wasn't even seeking the Lord. But he quickened us. Thank God you've been quickening. Thank God he started a work in you. He's going to continue to work until you come through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey! Bless you right now. Our sister Christ of God is ready in this place to work in your circumstance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many things he'll let us go through. And all of it is not chastening. A lot of times in the hard things come in the adversaries and all look like they're overriding us. A lot of time it's not chastening. But all of it have one ultimate purpose, and that is to mature us, to cause us to grow spiritually. Don't care what it is, it'll cause us to grow spiritually. That's the ultimate result. And why he said all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your sins can condemn you. Your sins can bring on a hard time. But if you're chosen, he's going to correct you. He doesn't condone sin, but he's going to correct you. But he's not going to stop loving you, because he loved you before you even called on him. Didn't he bless you? He blessed you with plenty of food. Are y'all hearing me? Some of us ate so much and drank so much and ain't said thank you nothing. But yet and still he kept right on. Are y'all here? Because Jesus had paid the price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First John said, I write you that you sin not, but if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ the righteous. He is propitiation for our sins, and not just ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. That's why Adam and Eve could get forgiveness, because of what Jesus did before the foundation of the world. He became propitiation for the sin of fallen mankind, even before man was created. When you study the scripture, you see it. Adam and Eve never did say, I'm sorry, Lord. But he forgave them. That's because Jesus, his blood was shed back in eternal past. For without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin. So Jesus shed his blood back in eternal past to please God. Are you hearing me here? Somebody said, thank you, Lord. Amen. And that's, you know, you didn't always confess your sin and you repent of them. Are y'all here? Before you got saved, and we don't do it too much now after being saved. You know, because we're right in our own eyes. Are y'all understand? But thank God for propitiation. And thank God for Jesus being our advocate. Our advocate being our lawyer. Our advocate is a lawyer. He speaks on our behalf. Amen. Are you hearing me here? And he's the high priest standing at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Can y'all hear me in here? Somebody say praise the Lord in here. Hallelujah. 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 No wonder they took Paul's message and twisted and said he said, let's do evil so good might come. That ain't nothing that Paul said. But religion is against what we are seeing and doing now. Religion can't handle it. It's ritual. Religion. Not pure religion, but man's religion. It's defiled, it's self-righteous, it's clean in its own eyes, and it ain't living nothing but don't want you to know God hadn't changed his mind concerning you. Religion said, because you fail, God don't want you. But the Bible said God is perfect, and God loved you even before you failed before that time. He picked you up, and he'll pick you up again. Did y'all hear what I just said? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, because his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
St. John's Deliverance Temple at 2621 Ralston Road in Mobile, Alabama.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me.
Our love, faith, and victory.
Yes, deliverance is on the move. Beloved friends of the ministry, join Apostle Cleveland Smith and the St. John's Deliverance Temple Church family at the St. John's Deliverance Temple, 2621 Ralston Road, Mobile, Alabama.
For church location and service time information,
call 251-479-2084.
Love, faith, and power.
At St. John's Deliverance Temple, 2621 Ralston Road in Mobile, Alabama. Apostle Cleveland Smith, pastor and overseer. Come and be blessed.